Our next guest, successful head coach for the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Who knows? Can you do double duty today? I know some guys do it in junior hockey. It's difficult. A lot of organizations have a coach and a GM. There are a few who do both. And the reason I mention that is, of course, the Greyhounds lost their general manager yesterday, as Dudas is now with the Toronto Maple Leafs. To discuss that, Darnell Nurse and more, Sheldon Keefe joins us. Sheldon, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me on here.
I guess the first question, nowadays with it kind of becoming such big business, is there enough time to be a successful coach and a GM in a dual role in junior hockey?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there certainly are a number of examples across the country where that is happening. Certainly they're becoming more and more rare over the years as it gets to be, you know, bigger business and a lot more moving parts and whatnot. And certainly we've got a unique situation in Sault Ste. Marie here now with a short time leading up to training camp, and there's some uncertainty that's been created with Kyle's departure. But, you know, my talks with our board and our staff and that, we're just going to kind of feel out the process here, and I'll be of assistance in any way that I'm asked, with the end goal being that we just keep moving things forward. We've got a lot of positive things happening in Sault Ste. Marie and want to make sure that we continue to move forward and don't move backwards in any way, which is tough to do because Kyle has put us in a really good spot with some forward thinking and creative ideas. But there's a lot of good people that are left here, so we just want to make sure we keep going forward.
With those ideas, Sheldon, a lot of it's on the analytics side, of course. How closely did you work with them, and was there any of the analytics that maybe surprised you or gave you a different viewpoint of the value of a player?
Well, Kyle and I worked very closely. Obviously, once I was hired, I think we both discovered pretty quickly that we were a nice match and could work really well and complemented each other well. So with that, I was very open to the ideas, all the ideas really that Kyle had. I'm a big believer in information, and that information is power, which was mentioned a lot yesterday from Brendan Shanahan and Kyle both. But information is power, and I don't have all the answers, but I enjoy the process of seeking those answers to get things figured out. So analytics, I believe, play a part in that, in finding those answers, and can help you, help guide you through the process of solving problems, identifying strengths and weaknesses, and evaluating players, as you mentioned. So I think it serves many purposes, and we've been able to find some of those purposes in the Sioux that have, you know, helped us on many levels.
Sheldon, it's interesting because you're not an old guy. You're in your early 30s, and I'm just thinking back to when you made your NHL debut. I think you were a 20-year-old that season, turning 21 perhaps, but it's only 14 years ago. How far have the numbers come when it comes to assessing players, even since you were a guy turning pro in the NHL?
Well, you know, obviously I can't speak from a whole lot of experience in terms of evaluating players when I was playing, as I was, you know, when you're a player, you just worry about playing and training, and you're not too focused on everything else that's happening. So obviously not too informed of what was happening at that time behind the scenes. But certainly from, as an outsider, you know, you didn't hear a lot about what was happening on the analytical side of things. It's really only in recent years here where it seems to become more mainstream and more talked about. It doesn't mean that it wasn't happening before, but, you know, I think that it's pretty clear that the game is moving in that direction, and people are starting to recognize some value in it, although it's still debated in terms of how it can be utilized from a coaching perspective. But everyone's going to have their own beliefs in it. Doesn't make anyone right or wrong. It's just a matter of trying to pick through it all and figure out what works for you.
Sheldon Keefe joins us, head coach of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. We want to talk about a player, of course, Order fans have interest in, Darnell Nurse. who had 50 points for you in 64 games on the blue line. He comes into Edmonton, and he'll come to camp and compete, and it's going to be a tough competition with them having six NHL veteran players and a few other young guys in the mix with Darnell Shell. And I've heard some people think that, you know, he's too good for junior because he can't go to the American League due to his birth date. It's either the NHL or junior for him. And some think if he goes to junior that he creates bad habits. I'm not one of those. I actually think that's a total myth. Where do you think his game is at? And do you buy into anything as far as the bad habits if a player is too good for junior?
Well, you know, in terms of Darnell's game, I think he's in a good place. I think that he grew as a player in terms of his ability, both with and without the puck. You know, he made some great improvements without the puck. I think both things that we targeted as a staff, as well as things that came down from the Oilers for Darnell to work on in terms of his reads on the rush and defending on the rush and his D zone coverage. Things like that, I think he made great strides in, and he made very, very good steps offensively as well. His point production increased, and quite often he was a force for us with the puck coming out of our end and joining the rush. So he did a lot of really good things that way. I do believe that he has another level to get to in terms of processing the game and making decisions with the puck and play on the power play and things like that, that I think he can get to another level in. But he's a physical specimen, and he is extremely powerful, obviously has great size, great character, and he's not afraid of anything, really. So, and in terms of how prepared he is for the NHL, I think time will tell on that, and that's going to get sorted out in training camp. But I know that he has trained extremely hard. He feels good. He feels ready. It's going to be up for him to perform there. In terms of bad habits that can be developed in junior, I think that comes down to the player and their drive to want to continue to improve, and ultimately it comes down to the organization. And we take pride in the players that play for our team in wanting to convert them into NHLers. And make sure that they're prepared. We want to develop low-maintenance pros. So it would be on us as a staff to make sure that we're continuing to challenge Darnell or any of our players that were to come back. But we fully expect that things are going to get sorted out in training camp and exhibition for Darnell and possibly through to the regular season. Obviously, a lot has been said, but from our perspective, and I'm sure the Oilers as well, you know, if he goes in and he proves he's ready to play, they're going to keep him. If he shows that he's not quite ready, they're likely going to send him back. So it's really going to sort itself out. And from my perspective, Darnell's worked extremely hard to get himself as ready as possible.
Sheldon, the one thing you say that sticks with me is the part about processing the game. You broke in as a fairly young guy, different position, I understand that. But it seems to me it's better for him to learn about processing the game against kids where he might have a physical edge, an ability edge over to make up for any shortcomings he has in that area. If you're learning on the fly in the National Hockey League, it's a lot harder to process the game when you're talking about Anze Kopitar or fill in the blank with a name coming down on you if you're still trying to figure it out. I've never seen any harm in a kid going back to junior. Where do you stand on that?
Well, you talked about myself as a player. My personal experience, having gone through it, obviously, I think it would be pretty fair to categorize me as a player that never really panned out, if you will, or didn't reach his potential. When I look back at my time coming out of junior as a 20-year-old, I had used up my junior eligibility with the exception of ability to go back as an overage. But I spent some time in the minors, but very little. I think I played three games in the IHL at the time before getting my first call up, and then had a lengthy period of time in the NHL for that season, and then spent time in the minors, but nothing real significant beyond that. And I never got comfortable as a player. And, you know, I was coming out of the OHL, I led the league in scoring, was a high-end offensive player. but the game never slowed down for me at the NHL level. I just felt never felt comfortable. Felt like things were happening way too fast, and I couldn't be the same type of player that I was. So it's really tough when you're in the moment because everybody wants to play in the NHL. But looking back on it, you know, I believe that I certainly needed more seasoning at the minor league level. And the time I was with Tampa Bay, who was a team that was trying to find their way and was finishing towards the bottom of the league each year. And I probably benefited in terms of playing in the NHL earlier than a lot of my peers because of the fact that they needed help or that they didn't have as much depth. But looking back on it, I'm not sure it did me any favors in terms of developing a long NHL career. Now, Darnell is a much different case. He's a high-end pick. He's got world-class abilities and world-class strength and power, all these things. So he's a much different case. But in terms of processing the game, certainly that is a very important element. And I don't think it's one that comes naturally for too many players. Certainly there are some that you see that make seamless transitions. But for many, I think that they need that more time. And that's why so many kids do get sent back. But as I said, a lot of that's going to sort itself out through training camp. And we certainly wish Darnell well because I know that he's worked extremely hard to get himself ready to play in the NHL.
Sheldon, processing the game, for listeners out there, maybe a lot of us don't truly understand how different it is. Junior, you mentioned, man, you're leading one of the best guys offensively. Then you go to the NHL, and it's the best of the best, and it's a massive jump. When we talk about processing the game, how can you help Darnell if he comes back next year in junior? What are the things you would work on? What areas would you like him to process the game better in?
Well, one of the things that I find that with Darnell, with being as quick as he is and explosive as he is, at times he puts himself into trouble by moving so quickly. What I mean by that is sometimes he has time and space to get his head up and make a play and select the right play, but he's so powerful and he's consistently pushing the pace up the ice that at times he skates into the pressure. Or the pressure, you know, gets on top of him a lot quicker because he's actually moving himself into it. So just learning to have a little more change of pace in his game, and more of an ability to play with his head up and process what's happening on the ice. So a lot of focus on that, and that's something actually has been a bit of a project of ours as a staff through the summer, is to develop some concepts and some drills and things that are going to help all of our players be good in that area. I think it's an area that is undercoached, and something that we challenge ourselves as a staff to do a better job of, starting with our kids when they come in as 16-year-olds, is to understand that spacing and timing and surveying the ice. So that's a big part of it. But just playing with his head up and expanding his vision, things like that through different drills. Really, it starts in the video room, I think, and showing him the different options that were available at different times, which we started to do that last season, but certainly can expand upon it with all of our players, and seeing what options were there and then developing drills to get them to get outside their comfort zone a little bit to see more of what's happening.
Sheldon, sometimes kids blessed with great natural gifts, you know, the size and speed that Darnell possesses, and of course he'll fill out some more as a young man, sometimes the willingness to work is not quite what it could be with the guys who aren't blessed with that talent because they just have to work their butts off to get ahead. How is Darnell as far as being receptive to coaching, being receptive to ideas? What kind of kid is he in that way?
Well, he's top notch, and I think, you know, that's why he was a natural captain for us as an 18-year-old. But the year before that, as a 17-year-old, was an assistant captain and had the respect of all the players on our team that were much older than him, just because of the work ethic that he puts in, the relationships he builds with his player, with his teammates that really respect him. He's fun to be around. You know, people are drawn to him, but he gets after it. He comes to see you. He seeks you out for video and wants feedback, wants to get better, puts the work in after practice and in the gym. There's no stone left unturned there for Darnell in terms of doing what he can do to get better. And that's why, he's one of these rare guys that are in this talk, about, are they going to be an NHLer now or are they going to be sent back? And that's because of his ability, but certainly his drive to wanting to improve is a big part of that as well. And he's put in a lot of work. I know he's spent a lot of time in Edmonton already this summer, and, he's working towards getting prepared for that. And, he certainly does everything that's asked of him and then some. And that's why, he has such great respect.
Sheldon Keefe joins us, head coach of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Sheldon, another area you talked about wanting him to improve on the power play. We saw his offensive numbers very good, 50 points in 64 games. But, running a power play isn't as easy as people think, especially at any level. But when you get to the NHL, it's even harder. The penalty killers know every lane to get into. There's small windows to even shoot the puck through. What type of things specifically on the man advantage have you worked with and nursed that he improved? And if you got him back, would you look at improving on next year?
Well, I think it's more of the same in terms of processing the game and play selection. That's a big, he was our quarterback of the power play, if you will, and had the puck a lot, both coming up the ice on breakouts, had to make the right decision there. And then everything came through him in the zone as well. So with that, you've got to make the right selections. You've got to be able to bring coverage to you and move pucks around people. And then you've got to be able to get your shots through and hit the net consistently. So these are all things that were an area of focus for Darnell last season and us as a team. There were times where our power play was extremely good, and there were times where our power play really struggled. And usually when they're struggling, your top players are the guys that are out there, and certainly Darnell is one of them. You're constantly focusing on those fundamentals, but I think a lot of it just goes back to that play selection and solving the problems when the pressure comes, all those kind of things. Again, power play is a big area of focus for us as a staff to come up with better plans and things like that. We've taken some ownership on it from a coaching perspective, not just on our players. So that's a big part of things for us to be more prepared, but certainly that play selection and getting shots through to the net consistently is a big part of it. And, Darnell showed very positive signs of that last year, but certainly has some growing to do there as well.
One last one for you. Young star for you, Sergei Tolchinsky, 91 points in 66 games, was bypassed in the draft. I know he's not a very big guy, Sheldon, but were you surprised that when we look at it, man, skill is something you can't teach at the high levels? I know that size is important and stuff, but were you surprised he didn't get drafted? And if you look at Tolchinsky, what do you think he has to do to get recognized at the next level?
Well, you know what? I was very surprised that he didn't get drafted. Obviously, well aware of the issues with his lack of size and lack of weight. He was rated, I believe, somewhere in the third to fourth round in his draft year. And us as a staff, we were there that year, obviously, to support Darnell. And he was drafted quite early. And Sergei was the other member of our team that was at the draft, and we were sitting near him kind of waiting for his moment. And it was very disheartening, not only as a staff, but certainly from Sergei's perspective to not get selected. So that was a tough time for everyone. But he dealt with it extremely well. And right away he had multiple opportunities to go to camps as a free agent, to development camps. And first he went to the Rangers, and then from there went to Carolina, and then ultimately impressed enough that Carolina ended up signing him right away out of that camp, which is pretty rare. And I think that speaks to the skill level that he has. He is a very rare talent. He does things on the ice that, his peers just aren't capable of in terms of pure ability and talent. There would be very few players that were drafted that would have that, and I'm including first rounders in that. But obviously, size is an issue. With that said, He has an incredible work ethic, incredible energy. He's not afraid. He goes to the tough areas, and he creates something from nothing very consistently and brings you out of your seat. So I think he has a lot of the characteristics that players of his size that do make it. So I wouldn't count him out for sure.
We really appreciate the rundown, Sheldon. Continued success, training camp really right around the corner for you guys in the Ontario Hockey League. And hopefully for your sake, you get Darnell Nurse back. Hopefully for his sake, he doesn't come back. So good luck. Enjoy the season.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.